Boom! What's going on, everyone? This is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. Today, I'm going to teach you guys about offer creation in each of the industries.
I've spent the last 4 years learning from the most brilliant marketers today. And now I've left my 9-to-5 to take the plunge and build my million-dollar business. The real question is, how will I do it without VC funding or debt, completely from scratch? This podcast is here to give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only today's best internet sales funnels. My name is Steve Larson, and welcome to Sales Funnel Radio.
My friends, today I wanted to give you more examples, and like I talked about last episode, I want to give you some more examples of how to create an offer. Very briefly, this was off the top of my head in like 10 minutes, okay? How I create an offer, an easy way to create an offer in each one of the industries. Now, I'm doing this again for several reasons. Number one, I hear from a lot of people things like, Stephen, this can't work in my industry, and I want to hit them, okay? Are you kidding me? Like, we're talking about general sales, marketing, and offer creation as a whole. Okay, it's not dependent on what industry you're in. It's not dependent on what product that you have. You take your product and you turn it into an offer. Okay, I am not ever an advocate of just selling a product. And yes, there is a huge difference. Now, I'm not going to talk tons about that difference on this episode. I've done that multiple times in the past. Okay, but there's a huge difference between selling a product, which is just a single solution, and selling an offer, which solves a lot of other problems as well. Okay. Now, I'm telling you this for multiple reasons. I just looked at a comment on my computer. My computer's right over there. And a lady was saying, Stephen, where are all these frameworks that you keep talking about? Okay, you are forever talking about frameworks, but I don't even know that they exist. Like, where are they? Guys, that's what OfferMind is, all right? OfferMind is me teaching frameworks. It's not me teaching things that are like, they're not flash in the pan strategies and tactics and things like that. Okay, what you're going to see, right now, as of the recording of this, there are 4 very simple offer creation templates and frameworks that I use depending on what I'm building. And so you're going to go see right now, I'm actually going to cut over to a small clip that I took from last year's OfferMind, and we're going to walk through, it's going to share with you using a model I call Xavier. It's one of the 4 methods. Okay, so I'm going to use the Xavier method, and inside this episode, I'm a little bit nervous to give this much away on a show, but it's so that I entice you to say, look, OfferMind is not a normal event. I am not a rah-rah guy. I'd rather get down to brass tacks and teach you the strategies. I will tell stories when they're necessary, and I can tell a false belief needs to be broken, but I'd rather just go teach the thing, right? OfferMind is very aggressive. You will be very tired. And what I want you to come to and come to the event for is to learn these frameworks. If you've not done the thing you're about to see here, which is what I call Xavier, a lot of times that's why a business isn't cash flowing. It's not that you haven't gotten the right message. It's not that you haven't gotten the right people. It's a lot of times because you don't have an offer. You've been selling a product, and there's a massive difference with a huge gap between. All right. So anyway, I thought I'd share with you guys how to go make an offer in the B2B space. Oh, all you guys who think it's not possible, you're about to see a very fast, off the top of my head, 10-minute way to do that. Okay. Retail. Okay. Retail people usually fight me on this as well. I'm in retail. I have a brick and mortar real company. Okay. You can do it as well. If you're nonprofit, I'm going to share with you. If you're just getting started, I actually walk through that as well. So you're going to see me do it. It's in front of a live audience. So obviously I'm interacting with them a little bit, and they've already been with me at this point for a day and a half. So there's a lot of pre-framing that's happened, but just know what I'm going through. Okay. An Xavier model is how I go and I structure the core of any business. And so I'm using that model, and very briefly, going through and thinking through what would be the vehicle, the internal, the external false beliefs my dream customer would experience in their mind when they see my actual product. How can I solve that? How can I answer that with additional things? Anyway, so that's the whole point. Guys, I'm excited for you to see this, and this is not normal material or content. Please, I'm very excited for you to come to OfferMind. A lot of you guys, hundreds of you already signed up. Actually, this is going to sell out probably pretty quick, which is very exciting. To tell more people about tickets, we'll definitely, there'll be a summit, which you guys are, I hope you guys are excited to see as well. We have offersummit.com, which is crazy. I can't believe I got that. The book, hopefully, my book will be out also beforehand. So watch the way I'm promoting the event and talking about the event and the actual event funnel itself that you guys can actually have access to as part of the ticket, which is really cool. I believe it's the bump on that funnel. So anyway, go check it out though. My team built it. It's beautiful. It's an incredible funnel, offermind.com. But then this is some of the material types of things that we go over in a lot of depth. What you're about to see is something that's kind of quick that I'm going over as kind of a brief example. Anyway, I think you really enjoy it. I would take out a piece of paper and I would watch it. Okay. I would definitely watch this on YouTube. Go to salesfunnelradio.tv and it will take you straight to the YouTube channel where you can watch this. Bye guys. Let's cut over. Claude Hopkins was the man, another father of this industry, okay? He is one of the world's first schemers. Now, a lot of people, when they hear the word scheme, they think of like negative connotations, you know, like different shapes of pyramids, pyramid scheme, right? But like that is not what that word meant, scheme, for a long time. A schemer was somebody you would hire in the late 1800s to come in and design your offer, okay? Offers used to be called schemes. What is your scheme? What's your scheme? And you would hire a scheme man. It was actually called a scheme man. Let's go hire a scheme man. I'm going to get the scheme man to come on in to my business and design my offer and the sales message. Okay. It's kind of a lost art though. It's the reason why I'm bringing it back. Okay. I'm going to bring in a scheme man and I'm going to design the offer and the sales message. And now that's the scheme I will go to the market with, right? Slightly different meanings of the words, obviously. This was 200 years ago. Okay. Okay. He was a huge believer. He's one of the first believers in giving out samples as part of the sale, which is interesting. He used to test all of his headlines as well. He put all these color-coded things inside of his headlines and he'd go run them and push them out there. And he was one of the first people to start testing. He was one of the first people who believed you should test. And the only purpose of an ad is to sell, not entertain. Okay. And that was a big, big thing back then when it comes to selling. Okay. He was hired by the advertising firm Lord & Thomas, where Albert Lasker was. And Albert Lasker brought in Claude Hopkins. Claude Hopkins was known in the industry as being one of the world's best schemers. And so he'd come in and start building all these cool offers for a really cool advertising agency. Hey, we'll get your ads to you, but we also got like one of the best world's best schemers. He's gonna go in there and he's gonna set up your offer as well, okay? Isn't that cool? He's the one that made brushing teeth popular. It wasn't a thing. People didn't brush teeth. It's disgusting. Okay. But they didn't brush teeth, right? It became a popular thing because a new company, was it Pepside? Pepicide? It's the new, it's like, what was the word? Pepsid. Yeah, Pepsid. There we go. That was the one, right? Pepsid, right? They had this thing called toothpaste and it wasn't a popular thing to brush teeth. So he came in and built offers and sales strategies around popularizing the idea of brushing teeth. And he's the one that did that. Okay. At that time's money, he made $185,000 a year. That is the equivalent of about $1.5 million today. That's huge, huge. This guy was like the top paid scheme man in the world. Awesome guy. Claude Hopkins, like total godfather of what I'm talking about up here. Okay. He was the first one to put an ad on a car, which is kind of interesting. Oh, popularized toothbrushing. Forgot that was coming up. Okay. The time has come when advertising in some hands has reached the status of a science, which is why it's called the science of selling online, not the science and art. I don't believe in learning art. Okay. I want to learn science, formulas, formats that cause cash buyer rule. This is part of the reason. Okay. What's up, Claude Hopkins? That's me. Hopkins believed in advertising was more about scientific results, right, than an image. It's from Wikipedia. He hated the concept of making things look pretty. Absolutely hated it. And I read that. I was like, oh, what's up? I'm your doppelganger, man. I'm even losing my hair. That's awesome. Okay. I want to walk through some offers though. Okay. Per industry. Ready? Woo. Yeah. Boom, bam, baby. Woo. Okay. Here we go. Agency/freelancer. If I'm going to go build an offer and I'm an agency/freelancer, this is how I would do it. Well, hey, I'm going to run your ads. I'm going to run your ads. Now everybody's saying that. So how do I turn my service into an offer? It's no different if you're a service. Your service is the product, right? Well, hey, what if I did a deep dive on your competitors and gave you back that information on their ads? That would be so awesome. I would love it if you did that for me. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool. What if I gave you weekly stats? You know what? I'll run your ads, but I'm also going to give you weekly stats as well as recommendation on how to tweak. I'm also going to create all the ads for you. You don't need to go hire anybody. I've got a creative team in my back pocket. They're going to make all your stuff for you. You just have to hire us and we got it all in one-stop shop, right? And I'm also going to give you a course called the Automated Assistant. I've noticed a lot of times I'll need a few things and I don't want to bother you for it. So I want to help you get the right VA in your pocket. Right? How do I get the right VA in your pocket? Well, we got this awesome thing called, right, the Automated Assistant. And I'm going to give it to you for free when you hire us to run your ads. That makes sense? I solved a whole lot of problems there for him. V-I-N-E, okay?
Reason act now. Let's say it's info product. It's an info product. And let's say I'm selling something about funnels. Well, I'm going to give you this cool physical book. That's the main thing I want to sell you anyway, right? I'm also going to give you the audiobook.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and managed the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
The exact offer for the fake book story, right? Right? I'm going to give you a quick start checklist. You're going to love it. So you get the book, and you can get the book from anybody, but from me, oh my gosh, I'm going to give you the quick start checklist as well. I'm going to give you a pre-built book funnel, the very one that you just went through. How cool would it be if you had that as well, right? Then I'll get, 10 free traffic methods as well. So like, hey, funnels without traffic is dead. So why don't you go ahead and actually get this through me for free. I'm going to give you 10 free traffic methods. And the reason act now, I'm going to give you some experts from a top expert interview. I can see which most industry you guys are in by how many cameras are raising right now. I see most of you are in info. Okay. All right. So you guys getting that? Super fast. Okay. E-commerce. If I'm going to sell a pair of socks, or jump rope. That's why I brought up that example, right? I'm going to go and I'm going to give you a second pair. I'll give you a guide on how to be the best, like what actually is the guide for the best socks with the best shoe match, right? I'm going to get a stylist to come on in and show you. You got an evening thing coming on? Sweet. Here's three best looks that comes with my socks when you buy my pair of socks. I'll give you a second one, give you a guide. I'll give you a how-to guide on how to keep your feet from smelling. People are going to want to know that. They're probably not going to ask it, but you're solving a problem. They may not know they have. Some of them might not be good smellers, right? I'm going to give you a foot doctor interview series. I went and I talked to a foot doctor. I interviewed a whole bunch of people. Here's some cool info products on, bam, how to keep your feet healthy. Okay. And if you get it now from me, I'll give you a free month of my sock of the club month or club. Make sense?
Yeah.
That's an offer. Who are you going to buy from? How hard is it to fulfill on that? Half of it is freaking info products. That was the point. Okay. Coaching, consulting. Hey, I'm going to give you weekly Q&A coaching, right? I don't know. What's the funnel coaching, right? Monthly stats and funnels. I'm going to give you all the stats for my personal stuff. That'd be so cool. I also give you my personal funnel assets. So if I got a pre-built thing that's already done, bam, here you go, right? My personal Rolodex access. If there's somebody that I know would be a good fit for your business, I'm going to give you access to my personal Rolodex. I'm also going to give you a free fly-in day with me, where we can chat for a little bit. I mean, come on, like that's awesome. How many people are doing that? Like nobody. Drives me nuts. Yeah, we got one or two. Boom. All right, cool. Sweet. I didn't look at your offer. That's awesome that you did that. Sweet. Okay. Network marketing. This is how I kill it in that game. It's so freaking easy. Oh my gosh. Keto. Hey, you're going to get my keto. Sweet. I'm also going to give you a mail-in blood test customization. Has the keto actually in your blood? Hey, here you go. Mail it, right?
I'm going to give you my safe eating out guide so you don't get yourself out of ketosis. I'm also going to give you guys the Cure the Cravings Jumpstart. Also, I'll give you guys the free lead funnel that comes along with it. So you're like, I talked to all my friends and family. Don't worry about it. I got a sweet funnel for you. Make sense?
Yes.
Boom. Next. Local small business. If I'm like, cool, if I'm in the restaurant business, I'm keeping the examples of the same of what they are so you guys can see from sales message to offer how I would pitch them and tie them together. Okay. I'd go and I'd say, sweet, you're going to buy my food. Okay. You're going to come in. The main thing I want you to buy, my food. Okay. Okay. I meet and greet with the chef. That'd be awesome. Or I can come in and tell you my story. Oh man, I was eating beans and I hated cooking. I know, but like now you can't get me out of the kitchen. I love it. Welcome to my kitchen. Really means a lot. All I wanted to do was, does that make sense? Ooh, that tie-in now, that's huge. Meet and greet with the chef, right? I swear Disney does that with their characters, right? And then they charge like your freaking face for it, right? Right? A bioscanner. When you walk in, I want to make sure that I'm not making you fatter. You seen those cool scanners? There's a blue light. I put my hand in front of it. It'll tell me exactly what you've been eating, what you shouldn't eat next. Those are cool. They're out now. They're awesome. Okay. So I'm going to walk next to your table and the waitress is going to show you this cool thing and boop. Oh, here's the menu for you. It's customized. That's freaking sexy. Oh my gosh. Right? Customized handout to give your personal trainer. It'll give you a little report as well. Let me hand you the personal trainer. Hey, this guy was a tubby today. He cheated. He ate a triple chocolate tort last night, which I did, and it was really good. Okay? Okay? Plus, I'm going to give you a giveaway, right? The chef's cook on my B-day. The giveaway is going to be enter this free raffle, and then on your birthday, we're going to once a year, I'm going to enter into this raffle and figure out who gets me to come to their house and actually cook their meal for them for their birthday on this big birthday party. I mean, that's nuts. You guys seen how easy this is when you like see the mechanisms? Seriously, like, you imagine doing this? Like, honestly, it's not hard when you start going through this and realize that it's all about value versus price. Next, B2B lead gen. Let's say you're trying to get leads and you have got some tech software or an app, okay? Well, let's sign you up for a free consultation, right? Sign up for free consultation. Obviously, you get the software as well, but you get the free consultation. I'm going to actually give you a checklist. I know slow internet sucks. Most of the time we find if someone has a problem with our software, we find out that, oh my gosh, their internet's just crappy. Like literally they're just not loading it. Or they have literally 50 billion tabs opened up. So we have a free support group called Too Many Tabs Open Anonymous. Okay, but we got a cool checklist for you. So you can go in and you can figure out like, oh man, I probably shouldn't like bury my router in the backyard and expect good wireless service, right? I'm gonna give you there are 3-minute reminders on how to set things up. So just a little tiny videos. If you get stuck at all, don't worry about that. We've already thought about this before. We've done tons of times. We got a little check start guide to get you off the ground. Also, we got 24/7 live chat. I hate ticketing systems. I know you do too. So we got a live person every single moment of every single day. You got something? We're here for you. I want you to know that, right? Free lead giveaway, right? What we figured out is, oh my gosh, so if you're like a tech, you're like a lead company, right? What if we gave you a few of the leads we are capturing as well in your market to prove to you that our lead system works as well? You know what I mean? Like really cool little bundles you could toss in. Cost you like nothing. That could totally be a giveaway as well, right? Next, blogging and affiliates. Let's say that you are a blogger. A lot of the people that came to the original FAT event were from the blogging world for me. And they're getting millions of hits every single month. They were not monetizing a thing. So we would use these kinds of offers with them. And just boom, they'd make two comic club really fast. Okay. All right. Let's say you're selling in a mommy blog, you are a mommy blog, and people are talking about how to get rest. Like, sweet, well, I'm going to give you this cool, the Restful Mama cheat sheet, and a course with it called, right, the Successful Mom's Day. This is like kind of like a rough outline of how I make sure I can still get what I want and be a mom, but also go do like some of the career things I want at the same time. I know you guys want that. I've been reading your blog posts and reading your comments. I know you want that. So I brought in a whole bunch of experts about that and they've done this cool course so I can give it to you guys. Like, oh, sweet, right? An interview series from working moms, right? The case study, getting you time, right? And so all these cool case studies of women that have actually done this, they were totally overloaded, drove me, I was driving myself crazy. I was driving my family crazy, stressed to the hilt, stressed like crazy. Right. And then what I did is I did these few little tweaks and suddenly I got my time back. I'm there for my kids more. And it's been very, very helpful. And I've now interviewed tons, about 100 women on this, and they've all shared their patterns on how they did this. And funny enough, you'll start to see there's a few different things inside of it. I want to give you guys that cheat sheet as well. Okay. And also I'm going to give you free tickets to my mom's retreat. That'll be coming up here as well. So when you get the cheat sheet, or maybe it's an ebook or a book, right? You're also going to get those things. It's a really sexy offer. Okay. Your nonprofit. Hey, I need you to donate. Okay, I need you to donate.
Hey, I'm going to give you the I donated shirt, right? I'm going to give you guys last year's highlight DVD of what we were able to accomplish last year with the funds that came in. I'm also going to give you guys a private meet and greet meal, right? Which is a raffle. It'll be really cool. I'm going to bring you and your kids and your family in, and we'll be able to have you guys come in and meet and sit down with me as well as some of the kids you've been able to help save from this, right? It's heavy. It's intense. Nonprofits are, right? A lot of charity. This is real stuff, right? Raffle for the donators highlight, right? If you want to be highlighted in the next newsletter that goes out, we're also going to put you in the raffle for that as well. Okay. This is like the easiest way to start if you haven't started at all. How many of you guys don't have a product? Just be honest, right? Cool. So a lot of you guys, I love this method. Crowd create the course. Don't make it yourself. Okay. Don't get stuck on product creation. Get stuck on sales message creation. Get past the product. Crowd create it. Go interview a whole bunch of people on something. They make it for you. Affiliate outrage, right? 101 on that one. Interviews with 20 millionaires. Right? I interviewed with all these millionaires and they started telling us all these cool patterns and success things they were doing to get the success they had. I have that whole interview series. You're going to get that as well when you get my course. Also, I'm going to get you a checklist mailed to you. There's the physical thing. I'm going to mail the checklist to you so that you can actually walk through and make sure you're doing all the things that these millionaires have said as a collective whole. Private community of starters. I'm going to give you a raffle with a meet and greet the millionaires where we've got a really cool event coming. It'll be private, only a few people in there, but I'm going to give you guys a raffle ticket for that so you can come out and actually hang out with these people. How cool would that be? Okay. So number one, your sales messages rock. Yeah, baby, right?
Boom. If you're just starting out, you're probably studying a lot. That's good. You're probably geeking out on all the strategies also, right? That's also good. But the hardest part is figuring out what the market wants to buy and how you should sell it to them, right? That's also what I struggled with for a while until I learned the formula. So I created a special mastermind called an OfferMind to get you on track with the right offer and more importantly, the right sales script to get it off the ground and sell it. Wanna come? There's small groups on purpose so I can answer your direct questions in person for 2 straight days. You can hold your spot by going to OfferMind.com. Again, that's OfferMind.com.